Donna Galuska is a cartographer at the U.S. Geological Survey in Flagstaff. She helped produce the maps that showed the smooth site where the Curiosity rover landed on Mars in August.
I can show you what we look at in 3D. You'll have to put on some glasses.
Great. These just look like sunglasses.
On the computer screen, we see two photos of Gale Crater on Mars. Looking through the glasses causes the two photos to merge into a three-dimensional view.
We are able to determine the elevation of the ground surface by overlapping images in a stereo format.
Galuska used these 3D images to develop digital topographic maps. Curiosity's operators then use the maps to determine where to go and how to get there on a planet that's nearly 200 million miles away. To help Curiosity get around safely, the rover's operators use cameras on board that act like eyes. Ken Herkenhoff is a geologist at USGS in Flagstaff. He helped design four of Curiosity's 10 cameras, including one called the ChemCam.
Which stands for chemistry and camera. Basically, it has a telescope that is used to focus the laser on distant targets. When the laser hits the surface, it vaporizes and ionizes the material there, causes a bright little flash.
An instrument called a spectrometer then measures the different colors in that flash of light. These colors tell scientists what the rock is made of. Using the ChemCam, Herkenhoff says they've found basalt rocks just like those in northern Arizona.
In this case, we're seeing iron, magnesium, silicon, aluminum, calcium, a little sodium, so this is kind of an alkali basalt.
This kind of information will help scientists discover if the red planet ever supported life. One of the conditions that's necessary for life is water, and Herkenhoff says they've already found some interesting information.
Off in the distance, we can see the layers in Mount Sharp. These are the layers that from orbit appear to contain minerals that involve water in their formation. Clay minerals, for example. These clays at Mount Sharp that we're trying to get to are more common on Earth because the waters are more neutral. So they probably record a period on Mars that was more Earth-like than it is today.
Mount Sharp is less than 5 miles away, but it could take as much as a year to get there. As one astrogeologist at USGS put it, driving on Mars is like taking a road trip with hundreds of people in the car. Everyone wants to stop every few feet and pick up a rock. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.